When details of Prince Harry's tour of duty were disclosed in the media, it became clear that his time at a forward base in volatile Helmand Province was drawing to a close. In fact, the prince called himself a bullet magnet. On Saturday, his father, Prince Charles, and his older brother, Prince William, met Harry at Bryce Norton Air Base near Oxford. Charles said he now knows what being a parent of a son or daughter on active duty can do to your nerves.
While being incredibly proud of Harry, I promise you, equally proud, for what it's worth, of all the dedicated service given by all our armed forces.
Reacting to Prince Harry's return, Prime Minister Gordon Brown said the right decision was made to get him out of Afghanistan. He said security considerations for the prince were paramount.
I think the whole country is going to be delighted that Prince Harry has come back safely, that his security has been protected. Very grateful to him for the work that he's done in Afghanistan. Very grateful to all the soldiers, as he is, for all the support they gave him and also for what they're doing for the country.
For 10 weeks, the third in line to the throne worked as a forward air controller, a job that included calling in airstrikes on Taliban targets. But when foreign media blew Harry's cover and the British media followed, defense officials in London activated contingency plans to get Harry out of harm's way and back to Britain. Although the prince did not complete his tour, former palace spokesman Dickie Arbiter says it was still a successful deployment, and the government's agreement with major British media to black out coverage of Harry did work for a while.
It did survive for 10 weeks, and Harry's got his wish, been out there at the sharp end, done a job that he's been trained to do, and come home a little bit earlier than he should have done.
The 23-year-old prince will now have a month of rest and relaxation before resuming his army life. In comments released to the media earlier this week, Prince Harry said he liked being a normal person. He said about his service in Afghanistan that this was about as normal as he would ever get. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.